Nolte, CNN's Don Lemon says we are gonna have to blow up the entire system. By John Nolte on September 22, 2020. Frustrated by President Trump moving forward on his Supreme Court pick, CNN anchor Don Lemon announced Monday that we're gonna have to blow up the entire system. What he meant, of course, is blowing up a system of democracy. A representative republic that protects the rights of the minority. And what I mean by minority is not a racial minority. Lemon is furious over what's happening with the Supreme Court. He's furious that democracy isn't going his way. So he wants to put an end to it, by any means necessary. Something else to keep in mind as you review the clip below is that, when it comes to political violence, when it comes to encouraging, validating, justifying, normalizing, celebrating, dismissing, defending, and openly calling for political violence, Knlal has led this malignant charge going back years. So when a Knlal anchor says during a primetime hour that we're gonna have to blow up the entire system, only a fool would risk flick the threat of violence. Only a fool would not take a Knlal anchor at his word. Yes, Knlal staffers are all godless liars, but when it comes to threats of violence, you can count on them to keep their word. Typhoid Frido, no matter what happens, with the Supreme Court, everyone sticks with their team. Don Lemon, we're gonna have to blow up the entire system, and you know what we're gonna have to do. Frito, I don't know about that. You're just going to have to vote. Lemon, yes, and you know what we're gonna have to do? Honestly. From what your closing argument is? You're going to have to get rid of the Electoral College. Because the people. Frito, I don't see it. Lemon, because the minority in this country decides who the judges are and they decide who the president is. Is that fair? Frito, you need a constitutional amendment to do that. Lemon, and if Joe Biden wins, Democrats can stack the Supreme Court and they can do that amendment and they can get it passed. Frito, well, you need 2/3 vote in the Congress and 3/4 of the state legislatures. Lemon, they may be able to do that. Frito, maybe. If you watch the clip, you can hear the rage and frustration in Lemon's shaky voice. Not to mention his ignorance of how constitutional amendments work. You can also see the rage in his watery eyes. He's furious that a duly elected president and a duly elected U.S. Senate, a man in a governing body elected by the people, are about to do their constitutional duty and replace a Supreme Court justice. So, because the Knlal cry bully isn't getting his way, he wants to change the rules, he wants to strip the minority of all their rights and win through the tyranny of majority rule. Further, he wants to violate one of those precious norms the media always talk about protecting by stacking the highest court in the land until there are enough justices who will give the Knlal cry bully everything he wants. Most of all, though, heed his threat to blow up the entire system. This is no idle threat. Knlal does not make idle threats. Knlal has been the tip of the spear of normalizing, encouraging, and defending political violence. The domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are Knlal's brown shirts, and Knlal has gone to the mat to defend their brown shirts and their violence. Knlal has openly called for violence. These people are evil. They are monsters, and God help us in November if their evil and monstrous tactics are validated. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.